Okay, you guys? Angie, all right?
Yes.
It's July 25th, 2019, and I call the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 4:30 p.m. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Yes, Carrie Chen is not present. He is joining us late this evening. Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
Angelina Pride?
Present.
David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here. Are there any changes or items to be pulled from the agenda?
Yes, following discussion, there are three items that we are pulling from the agenda and will bring back at a future meeting. They're on consent. It is 8B2, contract agreement with the school district and web video vision with RACE. 8B3, CTE and web video vision. And B4, Santana and web video vision.
Okay. May I have a motion to adopt the agenda, not counting these three that we're pulling for future, of the regular board meeting of Thursday, July 25th, 2019?
I'm making a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session items?
None have been received.
Okay, we will recess to closed session at 4:31 p.m. Good evening. We have returned to open session at 6:07. We apologize for being late. I will lead the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag at this time. Please stand up. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Next is the closed session report. During closed session, the Board of Education took the following action. The Board of Education approved the appointment of Andrea Brumbaugh to the position of high school principal with an effective date to be determined on a motion by Lynn Ebenkamp, second by David Malkin. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, absent. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David M. Malkin, yes. Angelina M. Pride, yes. The Board of Education approved the appointment of Laura Brevis to the position of Director of Secondary Education with an effective date to be determined on a motion by Angelina Pride and a second by Lynn Ebenkamp. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie C. Chen, absent. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David M. Malkin, yes. Angelina M. Pride, yes. Next is the superintendent's report by Dr. Next is the superintendent's report by Dr. Mitchell.
Great. Thank you very much. So this summer has been a busy summer. Our leadership team reported back to work on Monday, so we are in full swing, getting ready to open the 19-20 school year and welcome our students on August the 12th. As President Freeman just shared, we have some new appointments to new positions in our district, and we have an individual that the board had approved at our last meeting. So it's my pleasure to introduce to our audience and to the public tonight these three individuals. We have, to start, we have Stacy, and Stacy is joining us. Yes. If you step up here. So Stacy Brest is joining us as our coordinator of special education. Stacy has a wide and varied background working in both private and public sector education. She's worked in early childhood educator, a middle school education specialist, an instructional coach, and a program specialist. So we're very excited to have Stacy Brest join us and work with our special education team. So now that she's got the whole photo op and all of those things, I know you started on Monday. Would you like to share a few words?
I'm kind of short, so I had to move this. Okay. I'm really happy to be working with Roland Unified. I've been able to participate in some training events and have already met quite a few of the administrative leaders and district leadership teams and members of the district leadership team, and I'm excited to be participating in our DLT Advance tomorrow and get to be out to the sites and start meeting with our staff and students starting next week. So I'm really excited to be participating as part of the Roland Unified School District. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and welcome. We're glad you're on board. We also have Dr. Andrea Brumbaugh, who is joining us as the principal at Nogales High School. And Andrea has 18 years of experience working as a high school administrator, the last three at a high school position as the principal. And she, I think she's feeling at this point she might need to pay rent to the district. We've had her here so much through the selection process, and there were really many, many people. I know we have some Nogales High School staff members that are in the audience tonight. And so thank you for being here. And for the first introduction of the principal at Nogales. So, Dr. Brumbaugh, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you very much. I am honored to be here and very humbled and very excited to roll my sleeves up and get started. I'm excited about this opportunity. I love high school, and I think this is going to be a wonderful fit for me. So thank you again.
Perfect. Thank you and welcome. And then last but certainly not least, we have Dr. Laura Rivas that is joining us as our Director of Secondary Education. So we're very pleased to have Dr. Rivas as part of our team that our board has approved this evening. She's coming to us having served as a high school principal, high school assistant principal, most recently with the last 6 years in the Downey Unified School District. So again, you two can split the rent because you've been here so often going through the selection process. And again, we have many of our principals and directors and staff in the audience that have been a part of the selection process and would like to thank everybody for having served on so many different interview panels so that we could find these wonderful candidates to join our team. Dr. Rivas, would you like to say a few words?
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone. And I'd like to start off by thanking the board for their approval. I'm absolutely excited to be joining the Roland family. I've heard a lot of amazing things about the community, and I'm excited and looking forward to starting that work and supporting the goals and the vision of the Board of Education and making sure that also we support our schools in their journey as they're creating those innovating learning experiences for students. So thank you for welcoming me into your family, and I'm ready to work hard for you. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And as I shared, we're gearing up to welcome our students back on August the 12th. Our teachers return officially on August the 6th, and our leadership team returned to this past Monday. So we are eager to meet and greet all of our students on the morning of the 12th of August. So thank you very much.
On behalf of the board, congratulations to the three of you. Welcome to our family. You're going to love Roland. And it's nice to see the Nogales High School teachers here supporting you already. That's very nice. Okay. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments this evening?
Yes, there are two.
Please note the public is welcome to provide comment to the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes, unless extended by the board, is allocated for each subject discussed. The Brown Act open meeting regulations under which the board must operate do not allow board members to comment on non-agenda items or information you may bring up that are not in the agenda. Additionally, no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a comment. William Harrison.
My name is Mr. Harrison. I'm a Walnut resident. Happy to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I was somewhat shocked when I found out that so many administrators had left Nogales. And I talked with several people in regards to their leaving. I had a real good chat with Dennis, who's an outstanding administrator. I hold him in very high regard. My hat's really off to Miriam Kim and Mrs. Ward, who's kept the Walnut residents in total communication with the district. What happens, we are very much informed for the most part. If we have a concern, they get on it right away. So they've been doing an outstanding job. I'm very, very happy that they're a part of the Walnut team. However, it just how I feel. I felt that Mrs. Clifford, who's vice principal at Nogales, who knows the students, who knows the staff, who's familiar with the philosophy of the school, the progress of the school, the lack of progress of the school, I just felt that she would be the person that I felt would best lead the school for the most part. I don't know if she put her name in the hat or not, but I felt that it would be my position to say that that's whom I would like to have, although I'm looking forward to working with the young lady here, and I hope she hits the ground running, because at Nogales, we've been given a lot of false promises, you know, and unfortunately, they haven't come to fruition. So with the exception of Mrs. Ward and Mrs. Kim and Dennis, for the most part, I've been very, very happy, but, I mean, with them. I've not been very happy with the lack of progress in Nogales. I joined the Nogales family about 5 years ago, and I put my neck out quite a bit for Nogales High School, and I am not going to be duped this time. So I'm going to call a spade for the most part. I'm looking forward to working with the new administration. She has a hell of a mountain to climb. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not going to throw any ropes to rescue anybody, not this go around, because I was very, very in tune with Ms. Tamanaha, Ms. Yosef, and what, you had like 5 administrators leave, you know, just this year, and 3 or 4 left last year. So I'm hoping that we can get some stability there and move forward. I'm looking forward to working with the new person in charge of curriculum, because I feel that our curriculum at Nogales has to be strong, and we need strong teachers, which they have, and there's an outstanding staff, but for some reason, we're not making a grade. And I told Dennis, I actually prayed that the scores go way up, not 5 or 6 points. That's an insult. I'm hoping they're double digit. If not, then we really have a task. Ding, 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 the bell's going to ring. I wish you got something with that. Thank you very much. I look forward to working with you folks.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Roy Humphreys.
Hello, I'm Roy Humphreys, and thank you for all the good things you do. First, we must note that Board Member Lynn Ebenkamp said last meeting that the survey noted that not many people watch the unadvertised videos, which Superintendent says is a valuable service. Do board members not realize that in 21st century, people listen to rap music on recordings, not board meetings? Then we had David Malcolm ask about the cost. And the audience said, hey, did you do your homework? That's why everybody got an F for that session. Because guess what? And he talked about audio, so forth. And we have our technologist person back here. But the thing is, what about cost? See this right here? $69 on eBay or Amazon. And it has 4x zoom, 360 vertical and horizontal, and for Mr. Malcolm, sound. Yes, the board and their admin leader, Julie Mitchell, will pay the cost of 26, and it's on video, folks, you don't have to believe me, 26 excess teacher staff, and superintendent over here, assistant superintendent Alex Flores was going to put up $20,000 for a feel-good audit, the 2006 bond, but somehow $69 here for the vile 21st century concept of transparency and duty to the constituent seem beyond their moral compass. Then we had Angelina Pride notes about legal issues. Please, do we have to do that again? My God. Azusa and others, how many? You can go on the internet. There's a whole host of people doing the video recording, that is districts and so forth. And she says, why pay for it when, $69, by the way, when you can have somebody, Roy Humphreys, who's been doing it for 2.5 years, do it for free. How contemptuous is that? What is the problem? The problem is that this board and this administration. And thank you for your service, but it's time to remove the obstructionist and allow the constituents to know that they are worthy. Awards of trophies and so forth do not replace that of moral deprivation of character. which leads us to the denial. Folks, you have to go back to the, you can go on my YouTube and see the video and so forth, of this board and this superintendent who refused to agendize the public rights for voting in the state of California 2001 and agendized it last time. And you can see this on my YouTube channel. It's put out in Nextdoor and publicized in the Gazette. The copies there of it. It's outrageous. And some people gave up their lives so we could have voting rights. And you can now run, you can obstruct, but you cannot hide because you've been exposed. And we will have a reckoning, folks.
We will move on to the discussion action items on the agenda. The first item is 6A. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the Roland Unified School District course catalog?
I make a motion.
It's your chance.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
I have a
few. Oh, sorry.
I have a few. First of all, I felt it was the occupational paths with the different occupations and the courses that would be recommended for those occupational paths in the catalog, I thought was excellent. One question is the graduation requirements, is that all current now? With the classes that are needed, A through G and everything?
So the graduation requirements, the board took action at a meeting towards the end in the late spring to update our graduation requirements. That is a process that Dr. Rivas will be leading us through with the support of Dr. Zamora and our principals because it does need another revision. So that is a plan for 19-20, this entire school year. And we do anticipate bringing to the board some recommendations next spring.
Okay. Thank you.
But they are current to date for now. Yes.
I have one. Actually, one of the suggestions I made to Dr. Mitchell was that the fine arts can take the place of a foreign language for in certain instances to satisfy that requirement. And it wasn't pointed out very well in the catalog what are the fine arts that would be acceptable. Mm-hmm. In that case. So that my suggestion was to make sure that's included in the next catalog.
It was a great list. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6B. May I have a motion and a second to ratify the contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and County of Los Angeles for the term of July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Any questions or discussion?
I just have one question. Is this is such an important item because it involves the community and the safety of our schools. Could you just real briefly give us an outline as to how many officers this includes and the hours and the days of the week?
Certainly. I'm going to actually turn it over to Mr. Flores.
Yes, this contract is for two officers, one for each comprehensive high school. Although they do actually serve and they respond to other school sites within the area. And it's for 180 days. The days that our students are present are the days that they will operate for 8 hours per day.
And the days they're not present would be our...
If there is an activity like after school or in the evening, they would be hired in addition, and the school site would pay for it, like for a football game, if that's what you're referencing.
Yes, but yes. Our emergencies or special events.
Well, in emergencies, we get more response than just one, right. And we don't pay for all of them, so they actually respond, and we usually don't get charged for things like that.
Okay. Because the system seems to be working very well since, it's been, a year now that we've been doing this? And, yeah, it seemed to have worked very well, the way that's been structured.
We've received a lot of kudos from staff members and from parents regarding them. Actually, last year, I believe we had a speaker come, a student from Roland High School, saying how she really appreciated the SROs at our school.
Because, it was a major paradigm shift. And now that's been a year under our belt, we should just take a look at it and see if there's anything that we want to change or keep it the way it is or... since we've had a year now to look at it.
Absolutely.
along those lines, a husband came too of a teacher saying that he felt that his wife felt very safe at Nogales High School now that happened. Okay, let's vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No, motion carries. The next item is 6C. May I have a motion and a second to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Roland Unified School District and the Hacienda La Puente Unified School effective July 26, 2019 through June 30th, 2020?
Be my guest.
I'll make a motion.
And I'll second.
Wow, history. Okay, are there any questions or discussion?
I did want to share with the board, this is something that our entire team has worked very extensively on. With the change from the Puente Hills SELPA to an individual SELPA with the Roland Unified School District and Hacienda La Puente School District, again, we do have one shared program that we're going to continue to serve students in a shared program, and we needed to develop a memorandum of understanding to address how we were going to work through and share that program. Both teams our fiscal team led by Alex Flores and then working with Dr. Tincup and myself, we have reached an agreement. We have an MOU. Hacienda La Puente will be approving it at their August board meeting. We're operating in good faith knowing that we've reached an agreement, but they should be bringing it forward to their board in August. So it may slightly adjust to the start date for that that MOU. However, it does involve shared staff, and the school year will be beginning before their next board meeting. So I appreciate the effective date, even though recognizing all final signatures will be pending their board approval.
On behalf of the board, we appreciate all the hard work. That was a lot of work to do. Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6D. May I have a motion and a second to approve the independent contractor agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Wynn Education Incorporated for services provided August 1st, 2019 through January 31st, 2020?
I move.
I'll second.
Any questions or discussion?
No.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any recusal?
I recuse myself.
Okay. Motion carries. The next item is 6E. May I have a motion and a second to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Roland Unified School District and University of Laverne for the 2019-2020 school year?
I move.
I'll second.
Are there any questions or discussion?
Happy to move that one. It's been a good one for our students, really good.
Yeah, so I just want to go on record thanking the University of Laverne for making this opportunity for our students. Not only the opportunity, but the funding that goes behind it.
Yes. And Dr. Zamora will be representing the district at an upcoming signing ceremony just for us to continue to solidify the agreement with the University of Laverne.
And actually, at graduation time, there were quite a few students, I think, taking advantage of it. So that's great.
That's so terrific. Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Aye. Next on the agenda is pupil services. The next item is 7A. Do I have a motion and to approve the stipulated expulsion of student number 181910 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective July 26, 2019, with referral to a county or alternative school outside of the district for placement in an educational program?
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is the consent calendar. We will approve all the items in consent with the exception of any items pulled for separate discussion and action. May have a motion and a second.
I just have a question before I make the motion. Was it from consent?
We took out three already.
On consent.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So we did that earlier. We didn't mention that before.
B2, B3, and B4 have been pulled and will be brought back at a future meeting.
Then I move.
Okay. I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We are now on to board member comments. We will start with Lynn.
Just a minute. You ready, Angie? You can go.
You want me to go?
Go ahead. She'll come back.
Sorry, it was supposed to be Carrie, but he's not here, so no, then I just went along.
She's getting hers pulled up on her phone, so
okay.
She said,
all right, Angelina.
Mine is going to be 2 seconds, so you better go fast. I just want to welcome back all the staff from your summer break. I hope that you did get time to actually have a break and have some downtime. I want to thank you for all the hard work you've done the past school year, and I look forward to continuing to work with you this upcoming school year, and I know that your dedication and commitment to our students will continue to remain strong. So I wish all of you a great new school year, and thank you again for your hard work.
Didn't find him, but that's okay. It was a very nice few weeks that the board had off. No classes to visit, no meetings for a couple of weeks, so I got a nice rest. Got to visit with my great grandkids, so that was nice. But we're looking forward to a successful year this year. I know we have several new leadership roles on board, but I think we've got some really fine people that have been selected, and I look forward to working with them. You met three of them today, so I'm looking forward to it, and we will continue to do the work for this district to make it the best district possible. That's it.
Okay, David.
I just want to congratulate our three new administrators that aren't here right now, but, you know, Mr. Harrison mentioned that, you know, we've had a lot of administrators, you know, leave, and quite a few of those leave to obtain a higher position. It's like we're a training ground, and we train them and develop them as leaders, and then we don't have positions available here, but they move on to higher positions. So, you know, some of them are, you know, they're taking their experience here and taking it to another district. I want to thank Alex Flores and his staff for the very long list of projects that were accomplished during the summer break. I'm always proud of the appearance of our schools and the buildings and enjoy showing them off when visitors come. So thank you and your staff for working when others aren't working. Summer Arts Academy, they presented Mulan Junior, which was over at Nogales High School. It was a great performance. I mean, it was like a three-ring circus between the performing students, the number of performing students, it was like in the hundreds. The art sets coming in and out, the way it was decorated, it was just a fabulous evening. So I want to really thank the people who put this production on. FRC food bank distribution continued during the summer. We've had a couple. We're still in the high 150s, close to 200 for the food bank distribution, so we're doing very well there. And I look forward to working with Family Resource Center and their new leadership and keeping that going, the food bank distribution. And Su Chi Foundation is a great coordinator for it. The past month, I've been reading many stories in the newspapers about different school districts and challenges they are facing. One thing I've learned in the past 4 years as a board member is that education is a dynamic process, and one needs to be a lifelong learner, as we say here, to maintain competency. I feel what makes RUSD great is the number of staffs who use their summer breaks to enhance their skills. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of four employees as an example. The Between the Johns, John Martinez and John Stalmont, they do a book club review on a regular basis. You can catch it online and see their interview. I was just watching their last one today. They talk about their summer break as well as the book review, and it's quite interesting listening to them. And I want to congratulate John Stalmont's son, who got picked up with the Kansas City Royals as a pitcher for the baseball team. He's no longer a minor league. He's a major leaguer now. And I also want to make you aware of a new group that just started. It's called Between the Ladies. I don't know if anybody's heard of that yet. It's a literacy practices podcast. It's Tracy Doe and Ashley McGrath, and they're starting off on their journey. to compete with the Johns. So it's still like if a staff like these individuals, that is, it is staff like these individuals that make great role models, not just to the employees, but to the students in our district. I give a big thank you for taking the extra step and providing the service to the district. Thank you.
Okay, and I just, it's going to be shorter than usual, but I want to welcome Stacy, Andrea, and Laura for coming to be part of our Roland family. And I also want to mention that our students earned over $7 million in scholarships, which shows how outstanding Roland students are. I visited the Fine Arts Day Camp at Hurley Elementary. Roseanne Forget is in charge of this Fine Arts Day Camp. And I saw students having fun while they danced, sang, drew, colored, and so much more. The La Puente Valley ROP board meeting, it was the last one, and it was here at our boardroom. And, well, the staff made it look very nice for them. And the staff worked very hard. They will be missed. John Howing, superintendent, was surprised to receive a gift from our district. Lots of awards were given out. I also visited some summer school classes. At Alvarado, students were taking another field trip to Azusa Pacific University, which is outstanding for our students. Roland High School was there. They were in different sections. And I visited Roland Elementary and Nogales High School. Then Dennis took me and visited the technology department, which was very exciting. They were organizing 24 carts of 30 to 40 devices on them, which was only one of the many things that they work on. They work so very hard. So we think that, oh, they're doing this and that, but they work like a lot of things that are that we don't see. And then Roland Unified School District Summer Arts Academy presented Mulan, which David spoke highly about. It was at Nogales High School. The elementary students throughout the district participated. Snacks were served before the performance, and the little gentleman that gave me something was very professional, like bon appetit, and like it was wonderful. Great art was on display that the students created. The play was outstanding, great talent. Our teachers worked hard to put this on, and all the students did a great job. Lastly, I would like to mention all the work Building Services has accomplished during the summer, lots of painting, paving, installation of various items. Just want to say thank you so much for all your hard work. Have a wonderful school year, and I am looking forward to seeing everyone at the welcome back. Thank you. May I have a motion and a second to adjourn the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education?
I move we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 6:36 p.m. Thank you.